Chapter 1, quote, The Church. I have made a video series exposing the modern church, which I call, quote, exposing the emergent Main Street Church. It can be accessed by visiting eternalevangelism.com/emergent. Another name is the, quote, seeker-sensitive church. Other titles associated with the emergent church include post-evangelical, post-conservative, post-fundamentalist, post-foundationalist, post-propositionalist, younger evangelicals, and so on. These den of devils encompass teachings like word of faith, name it and claim it, prosperity, healing and wonders, charismatic and Pentecostal, false tongues, new apostolic reformation, etc. 2 Peter chapter 2 clearly explains the state of the, quote, church today. I suggest you read it, then come back here. Peter talks about false prophets and false teachers among the church members that will arise and bring in damnable heresies, and many follow these wolves. We can clearly see that this has come to pass in such a great way. 99% plus in quotes behind the pulpits today are accursed Galatians 1:8-9 heretics that are not speaking the truth. Paul clearly states below that these wolves will be, quote, among you. Acts chapter 20, verses 29-32, quote, For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves, Paul speaking to the church here, shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone day and night with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, end quote. I have been to literally dozens of these, quote, churches, and they are all alike. They tickle the ears of sinners, never calling people to repentance and godly sorrow, as clearly stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 11. Quote, For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation, not to be repentative. But the sorrow of the world works death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter, end quote. From the contemporary, quote, Christian music, CCM, to the cafes, these dens of devils are judgment on a wicked generation, not a blessing. My heart truly weeps for these souls as they are heading straight to hellfire. I was in these false churches for 6 years, and I used to love them while I was a wicked, quote, saved sinner, end quote, thinking I was heading directly to heaven. How wrong was I? The Bible says Jesus is your friend if you obey him. John chapter 15, verse 14 says, quote, You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you, end quote. He only authors the salvation of them who, quote, obey him, end quote. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, quote, And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, end quote. Those who commit sin are of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, quote, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. How was I so blind? How did I miss all these clear truths in the Bible? Simple. I was a sinner, and wanted to have the world and Jesus at the same time, like most all who profess Christ do. Problem is, you can't have both like so many of you think. The quote, lukewarm, gets spewed out of his mouth. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, quote, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. End quote. A friend of the world is an enemy of God. James chapter 4, verse 4 says, quote, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. End quote. Verse after verse after verse literally popped off the pages after I actually looked for the truth and did not trust a false teacher to, quote, preach, end quote, a few sweet-sounding verses to me once a week with the credit card kiosk at the back of the church waiting for money. The Holy Spirit opened up my understanding, but only after I truly committed to Christ and his government, his moral laws. I was shown that the, quote, grace of God teaches we are to live holy in this present world. The false, quote, church teaches that Jesus is your holiness no matter how you live here on earth. Rubbish! Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 12, quote, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldliness, lusts, sin, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, end quote. Have you paid attention to the verses I read in the last few pages? The reason why people want these false, ear-tickling, quote, pastors is they don't want to truly repent as Jesus commands. If they came to the light, their evil deeds would be exposed and could not be continued. Let's end this chapter with verses that I usually never read in the false, quote, church today. You surely recognize the verse John 3:16 and verse 17 too. Well, sadly, these wolves in most of the pulpits will not go down to verse 21 of John 3. Never mind verse 36. We ought to preach the whole counsel of God, not cherry-pick verses here and there that keep people in bondage as they spew half-truths, giving you only part of the Bible. John 3:18 through 21, quote, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light, Jesus, is come into the world, and men love darkness, sin, rather than light, Jesus. Because their deeds were evil, they sinned. For everyone that does evil, sins, hates Jesus, the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. They love their sin more than Jesus. Verse 21 says, but he that does truth, he that does not sin, comes to the light, comes to Jesus, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. End quote. God hates the sin. Romans 1, verse 18, quote, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all sin, ungodliness, and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Quote, and God hates the sinner. John 3:36 says, quote, he that believeth in the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not, and that word in the Greek means does not obey the Son, shall not see life, but the wrath, the anger, the condemnation of God abides on him, the sinner, end quote. Now, before you try to discount the truth I just read, please understand that the entire Old Testament points to Jesus. We see in the Old Testament that to atone for sins, there had to be a, quote, offering. When Jesus came and died and rose again, he became the perfect sin offering we need to cleanse us from our sins. Past sins only, never sins present or future. Hebrews 10 verse 14 says, quote, "For by one offering he, Jesus, has perfected forever them that are sanctified," end quote. 2 Peter 1 verse 9, quote, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins," end quote. Romans chapter 3 verse 25 says, quote, "Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his," Jesus' blood, "to declare his righteousness for the remissions of sins that are past through the forbearance of God," end quote. So it's true that his love is available to everyone, even the most wretched sinner. It's false to say that he loves the sinner, quote, "just the way they are in their sin," end quote. Listen closely to whom Jesus loves. He clearly states in John 14, verse 21, quote, "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I, Jesus, will love him and will manifest myself to him," end quote. You must keep the commandments of God for him to love you as his child. Jesus reiterates this, stating whom the Father loves in John chapter 14, verses 23 and 24. Quote, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me," end quote. Bottom line, if you love Jesus, you will, quote, keep his commandments. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 2 says, quote, "Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye," end quote. John chapter 14 verse 15 says, quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments," end quote. John 15:10 says, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love," end quote. We will conclude this chapter with exposing the sin of denominations. I want to clarify that not every single person sitting in a denominational church is lost, just the vast majority. I use, quote, 99% plus, end quote, for this example, as I do elsewhere when talking about the, quote, Main Street Church. For most denominations, like the Catholics who worship Mary, the Pope, etc., Seventh-day Adventists totally deny a literal eternal hell, annihilationism, and wrongly keep the Saturday, quote, Sabbath, etc., Jews, Judaism, that hate Jesus, the one true God, and teach this godlessness in their synagogues, United Methodists affirm the LGBTQ abominations, Calvinists in gross error in wrongly dividing and abusing truths like, quote, election, quote, predestination, and, quote, chosen, to name a few, and don't believe man has free will, etc. One can't be practicing in these cults and be saved as they disobey Scripture, as they disobey Jesus. There are instances where one may truly come to Christ and will soon leave a denomination as their eyes are opened to the truth by the Holy Spirit. Please note, most all, quote, non-denominational churches have become denominations in their theology and are false too. Many of these deceivers fall into Marcionism, whose accursed beliefs are pacifism, no oath taking at all, and no remarriage after a biblical divorce, to name a few. They believe Jesus came back to correct Moses. Moses' words are Jesus' words. How foolish to think differently. Another doctrine of demons. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, end quote. Complete teaching at eternalevangelism.com, Jesus-correct-Moses. Today, there are more than 600 different denominational churches with thousands of sub-denominations, each teaching different man-made doctrines, each with different forms of worship, each with different human devised plans of salvation, and each wearing different religious names. There is no scriptural justification for this confusion. Quote, for God is not the author of confusion. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. What do you think the Lord thinks about all this? Such cannot be pleasing to the Lord. The word, quote, denomination comes from the same root word as denominator in fractions, which means to divide. Religious division is sinful, meaning proclaiming Jesus while wresting truths with man-made doctrine is not obeying God, and thus is sinful. As we will talk about in future chapters, it's actually commanded to divide from such heretics. God did not give man the liberty to choose his own kind of, quote, Christianity based upon his own upbringing or religious taste or any other preference. God's word says, quote, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no divisions, no denominations among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, end quote. 1 Corinthians 1:10. This is not happening in denominationalism. Denominations are human, are of human origin and have no scriptural authority to exist. Every denomination is in conflict with the one church which Jesus built. The Bible condemns denominations, period. Thousands of denominations have their own rules, and this is clearly sin according to God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, quote, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, end quote. 1 Corinthians 12:20 says, quote, but now are they many members, yet but one body, end quote. 1 Corinthians 12:25 says, quote, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another, end quote. We must listen to what Jesus says, always. We can't pick and choose which truths we want to believe and others we don't. Jesus clearly states in Matthew 16, verse 18, part B, quote, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, end quote. The word, quote, church is singular, meaning one, and the word, quote, my is progressive, meaning it belongs to the Lord. The Lord only built his one church. Jesus never, ever promised to build even one denomination. The Church of Christ, which Christ built on the, quote, rock himself, began nearly 2,000 years ago. There were no denominations in the first century and for hundreds of years thereafter. The Lord did not establish any of these denominations, man did. Most all denominations have had their beginnings during the past 500 years or so. The Lord never built any of the more than 600 plus different denominations with up to 35,000 sects off them so man could have a choice of which church he wants to join. All of this is man's doing. To reiterate, there are literally hundreds of different denominations with thousands of sects, each with their own name, its own particular man-made doctrine and practice which contradicts the Holy Bible. How can any of these different doctrines be true? They can't. Anything that contradicts or is different from the Bible is false, which is designed by Satan to cause people to be eternally lost. These divisive human creeds that govern them come from the corrupt minds of men and not from God. Their man-made rule books hold their group together as a denomination. Baptist churches preach the Baptist manual. Catholic churches preach the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Methodist churches preach the Methodist discipline, etc. The main reason for the religious division of denominationalism is man will not accept God's word as final authority. They will add and or take away from the 66 books of the inspired word of God and will pay with their souls. Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19 says, quote, "For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book," end quote. Now that I have pointed out the lies of the, quote, Main Street Church, we will move on to other areas where we must respond to the gospel correctly, lest we perish.